Financial management and hospital operations. Finance plays an important and vital role in operations management. The hospital's sustainability depends on financial management. Finance is not only about collecting the bills, but it is also about planning budgets for the hospital operations department. Now, let us understand financial management in detail. I am Dr. Apeksha with 18 years experience in hospital and hospital administration and hospital operations. Budgeting and financial planning in hospital operations. As I spoke, that financial planning also means budgeting and financial planning of hospital departments. The unique challenges of healthcare industry, complex financial dynamics, regulatory requirements, and balancing patient care with financial stability is pivotal in hospital operations. Forecasting revenue sources, including patient services, government reimbursements, private insurances, grants, and donations. So, financial management or financial planning includes budgeting for the department. It includes regulatory compliances. It includes financial regulatory compliance. It also includes, you know, deciding the charges for the, you know, source of revenue, deciding the charges for the services, government reimbursements, private insurance reimbursements. Accurate estimation of expenses. It also gives an accurate estimation of expenses, encompassing personal supplies, equipment, maintenance of utilities, and operational costs. So basically, financial management is about budgeting of the department, which includes estimation of expenses, estimation of the revenue, targeting of the revenue, and compliance of the financial and government regulatory bodies. The two key components here of financial management is operating budget and capital budget, where operating budget is revenue and expenses of the department, while capital budget talks about a long-term investments and the long-term goals of the hospital, which are aligned to the hospital goals. Long-term financial planning is essential for sustainability. Yes, if the hospital doesn't sustain, of course it will not grow. It will not be in the profit. So, for long-term financial planning, sustainability is very important, very essential. Considering projections, capital needs, cash flow, debt management, and contingencies. Stakeholders' engagement with the department heads and finance team, leadership, and the board fosters collaboration, insights, and accountability. So, financial management is not a one-person job as it looks like, but it is a holistic collaboration between multiple departments. Here, we have departmental heads, financial teams, we have leadership, and also the board. Key aspects of budgeting and financial planning. Revenue forecasting involves analyzing patient services, government reimbursements, private insurance, and then streams to estimate income. So they basically forecast considering all the aspects of revenue and then forecast the revenue of the particular department. Expense estimation, identifying and categorizing various cost elements, including medical supplies, equipment, operational costs, you know, periodic preventive checkups of the equipment cost. So it is basically providing, you know, collating all the expenses in the department, which you includes your human resources, hospital supplies, it includes your lights, your water bills. So it is considering all the factors, they provide us with expense estimation. Operating budget, detailed breakdown of revenue and expense for different departments and cost centers within the hospital. So they give a detailed breakdown of revenue and expenses. So they give us breakdown of revenues and they give us a breakdown of expenses to understand how the department is doing, how is the department performing in view of the revenue. The capital budget, the planning major investment in infrastructure. So if there is any new infrastructure plan, we have to generate a capital budget and finance team does that for us. They plan if any new equipment or a new technology has to be bought in the hospital, we have to do a budget planning, a capital budget planning for that equipment or that technology to arrive in the hospital. And capital budgeting is an important role what what finance team does for an upgradation of hospital, for the hospital to be meeting the industry standards. Budget variance and analysis, regular monitoring and analyzing financial performances of the department. They identify the areas of concern and how they can be improved or how they can develop into the financial betterment. Zero-based budgeting. Department justify every expense from scratch, like promoting cost to the cost of supplies, stationary supplies used in the department. So it is about they have to justify the expense, and that is how zero-based budgeting is applied. Financial forecasting and scenario analysis. Evaluate the potential financial impact of changes in patient volume, reimbursement rate, policies, market dynamics, and more. So while they are forecasting financially, they evaluate all the scenarios around, that is the patient volumes, the seasonal conditions, the reimbursement rate, any change in the government policies, what are the market dynamics. So all these are considered while they are forecasting financials for the department. Strategic resource allocation. Determining the resource allocation based on strategy, importance, and anticipated returns to support the hospital's mission and vision. So I think this statement is quite self-explanatory, where the allocation is based on strategic importance. So how well strategically the department is placed, what are the returns expected from the department while they we implement a new change or we bring in a new technology in the hospital, because it involves the capital cost. So whether that capital cost, we can cover up the capital cost. So all these is planned during strategic resource allocation. Long-term financial planning. This projects financial performance over several years, evaluates future capital needs. So long-term financial planning is about predicting the future capital needs, future expenses. So it considers potential risk and contingencies. So it basically works on sustainability of hospital. It works on how, if there are less number of patients, how well the hospital can sustain during basically low flows of the patient, or then they work accordingly and plan financially. Stakeholders engagement. Collaboration with departments, heads, finance teams, and senior leadership and hospitals board to gather insights and foster accountability. So they all together have a engagement, understanding the financials of the department. They plan for the improvement of the department, how well the department is performing in view of the financials. So all this is done with the collaboration of interdepartmental team, which includes the head of the department, the finance, the senior management, and also the hospital board. Revenue cycle management. Revenue cycle management is the strategic force or a strategic process of managing the financial aspects of patient care within the hospital. It encompasses various administrative and financial tasks aimed at maximizing revenue. So revenue, the main task of revenue cycle management is to maximize the revenue, ensuring timely reimbursement and maintaining financial stability. So when we talk about sustainability, we should also ensure that stability, financial stability is maintained. Significance in hospital operations. So RCM plays a vital role. Seamless functioning of the hospitals are dependent on the financial. It governs the host financial journey from patient registration to payment, ensuring that healthcare providers are compensated for their services. See, hospital financials work, we collect from the patient, patient services what we provide to them, and then we the cost of expenses are covered with the revenue what is generated against the patient and their services. So when it governs the financial journey, basically it monitors the financial journey from patient arrival, payment for the services, while providing the healthcare or paying the healthcare providers for their services. RCM is essential for financial health and sustainability. As I said, sustainability is one of the important factors which are to be considered for hospital growth. Hospital grows if we are financially sustainable. If we are not financially sustainable, hospital will not be able to grow. They will not be able to adapt the new technologies, or they will not be adapt for any new capital expense, because that all depends upon the financial stability and sustainability. Objective of RCM, the core objective of revenue cycle management in hospital includes maximization of revenue, like I told you before, the assurance of timely reimbursement. So it is very important to, you know, timely reimburse the revenue, timely reimburse the amount which is with the payer, like insurance companies or the government entities. And sustained financial stability of institution. So that is one more objective of RCM. These objectives drive the focus on efficient revenue cycle management practices. Multidisciplinary nature. So RCM inherently it's a multidisciplinary area, where I told you that it involves the head of the department, it collaborates with the board, it collaborates with the leadership team, because administrative and financial professionals here collaborate for revenue generation process. They come together for revenue generation process, supporting the ultimate goal of the hospital, and also come together for supporting the ultimate goal of delivering the patient care, quality patient care. Key components of revenue cycle management. So let's now talk about the key components of revenue cycle management, which drives the revenue cycle. So patient registration and eligibility verification. Accurate demographic and insurance data collection is very important. The first step when we do, well, patient arrives in the hospital, we have to understand that how is he going to pay for the services. Is it insurance? Is it cash, or is it any government sponsorship available, or any credit from the government organizations if it's a government employee? So we have to ensure that patient registration and eligibility verification is done. Charge capture and coding. So while new services are generated, they ensure that the charges are captured. So they plan the charges for the new services, and then they ensure that the charges are captured against the coding for billing and reimbursement. Claim submission. Preparing and submitting insurance claim. So while the patient arrives in the hospital, he is registered, he is charged against the code of the service, and then if it's an insurance company, they have to ensure that the claims are submitted to the payer. And once they submit to the payer, they also ensure that it is timely reimbursed. Insurance follow-up and denial management. So while they only submit the claims to the payer, it doesn't mean that all claims are accepted. There will be queries, there will be claim rejections, and at that time they follow up with the companies, they follow up with the payers to understand what is the concern, whether that concern can be solved, and they ensure that timely reply to the insurance company or to the payer for reimbursement, timely reimbursement. Patient billing and collection, generating patient's bill, transparent explanation of the services and cost, managing collections. So they, when they are generating bill, they ensure that the communication with the patient is transparent. They ensure that the patient is aware or given an estimate of the services, what will be the cost of the services, and payment posting and recollection. So accurate posting of received payments. So while the payment is received, they ensure that it is posted well, posted rightly, and reconciliation to match the payments with the claim. So they do reconciliation also. Once a payment is received from the payer, they compare it whether the amount which was claimed and the amount which is received are similar or not. So they ensure payment posting and reconciliation of the amount. Financial reporting and analysis. We have spoken before it, like how multidisciplinary team ensures that, they do the departmental analysis for financial part, and they monitor revenue cycle, analyze the KPIs of the finance department, and plan improvements towards the finances of the department. Compliance and regulatory considerations, adherence to billing, coding and privacy regulations, mitigation of financial and legal risk, all these are taken care by the revenue cycle management and financial team. So technology automation and automation. So utilization of healthcare information system and technology for efficient revenue cycle management. Like I have told you before, that revenue cycle in the digitalization of the hospital, the revenue, the collection of bill is also automated. Once you add the code of the services, the bill is generated and patient can pay. So there are also kiosks placed in some of the organization where there is no requirement of the billing staff, and the automatic payments are done. by selecting the required services. Like we do in the online, it is similar to the online payment system where no manual intervention is there. You book an appointment, you pay for the appointment, and you avail the services. Continuous improvement. Ongoing process of monitoring, analysis, enhancement, and for maximum revenue. So, hospital operations works on a principle of continuous improvement. It doesn't stop once the goal is achieved. They ensure that another goal is set, which is higher to the existing goal, and then they again go ahead and start working towards achieving the new goal or improved goal, I must say. Ensuring quality patient care through financial efficiency. See, finance plays an important role. So if you want to upgrade the hospital, you have to ensure that you are financially stable, you are financially capable to adhere to new services or to accept new services or bring new technology in the hospital. So it plays a critical role in hospital. Revenue cycle management serves as the cornerstone of optimizing revenue generation and maintaining financial stability. Without RCMs, hospital can face financial challenges that impact the ability to provide the quality care. Like I told you, if the hospital is not financially sustainable or not financially doing well, they may not be able to accept new technologies or new services because they are not financially able to provide the services, which eventually affects the patient care. Importance of coordination. Effective RCM hinges on seamless coordinating across various hospital departments, ranging from patient registration and billing to insurance claim management. This interdepartmental collaboration is fundamental in ensuring financial health of the institution. As I told you before, that the revenue what is generated in hospital is against the bills. Bills for the services, bills for the consultation, bills for the radiology service, bills for the service, surgery. So all these services what hospital provides, a bill is generated which is paid directly by the patient or by the insurance company or the government body. So we have this interdepartmental collaboration is fundamental in ensuring financial health of the institution. Significance of effective RCM or revenue cycle management. The overall significance of effective RCM cannot be understated. So basically, as I told you, for the growth of the hospital, being financially stable, it is all again dependent to for your revenue cycle management, and so it can't be understated. It directly impacts your timely and accurate reimbursement for health services. It basically improves the cash flow and reduction in claim denials. So all this are the significance of RCM. A better RCM, a well revenue cycle management helps to improve cash flows and reduce the claim denials. These outcomes are essential for hospital to continue delivering quality patient care. Supporting quality patient care. Ultimately, the purpose of maintaining the hospital's financial stability or sustainability through RCM is to support the delivery of patient quality care. I've given you an example that if a hospital is not sustainable or is not financially stable or doing well, they will not be able to attempt better quality of care. They will not be able to provide better services. So, to stand in the market and to compete with the industry standards, they have to have financial viability. A hospital's ability to provide top-notch healthcare services depends on its financial stability. That's something what I spoke right now. That financial stability is it's revolved around your improved services towards the patient. Cost management. Cost management in hospitals involves controlling and analyzing and optimizing costs to ensure efficient resource utilizations while upholding the quality of healthcare. So while you are doing a cost management, you have to ensure that you are doing cost optimization by efficient resource utilization. So it is not only about optimizing costs, it is also about efficient resource utilization. So your quality of care or quality of health services is not impacted. The objective of cost management include aligning cost with budgets, minimizing waste, and supporting the financial stability of the hospital. Now, let's understand the key aspects of cost management. cost analysis and control. The finance department monitors and controls cost across the various department areas using measures like vendor contract negotiation. In my previous slide, I must have spoken about vendor contract negotiation, which is very pivotal because it helps the hospital to in a cost saving initiative. It helps the hospital in it improves the finances of the department, because you are providing the same service which can be negotiated rate can further help you budget the department or give the services at a lesser cost. So cost analysis and control is again an important aspect of financial management. Budgeting and forecasting. See, we have spoken like how departmental budgets, how the heads all together discuss about budgeting and forecasting the department's finances by planning strategies aligned to the hospital goals, by planning the financial strategies for the department and work towards achieving it. Variance analysis. So variance analysis helps to identify areas where costs deviate from the budget, allowing corrective actions to be taken and efficiency to be improved. See, there will be variance equally, sometimes there will be a situation where a bill is generated for an X amount and the revenue received or the amount received against that bill is X minus 1 or minus 10 or minus 100. So there is variance analysis, and the hospital ensures that they work on this analysis, they work on the variances, so there is an improved revenue generation. There is corrective actions against the variances what is noticed, so there is efficiency of to be improved. Costing and pricing. So financial department determines the cost of health care services. So while a new service is being launched, what should be the cost of that service? So they align and they work on the different things. They work on the market rates, market dynamics, payer contracts, reimbursement rates. So all these factors are considered while they are deciding the costing and pricing of a services in the hospital. Activity-based costing. The activity-based costing provides understanding of resource utilization, enabling identification of cost reduction opportunity. So it gives us an opportunity while we understand the utilization of resources in the department, we work towards optimization of the resources, and then eventually it helps us in cost reduction. So cost reduction initiatives, collaborative efforts across the department result in cost reduction by streamlining processes, standardizing procedures, and improving supply chain management. Financial reporting and analysis. Financial reporting and analysis involve collecting and analyzing and communicating the financial data to the support decision making, strategic planning, and regulatory compliance. The function aims to provide accurate and timely financial information, evaluate financial performances, and identify area for improvement, a financial improvement here. Financial statement preparations. So the finance department creates financial statements that adhere to accounting standards and provides insight to the hospital financial position and performances. So it basically provides a statement of financial report which gives a vision, which creates a view of how the hospital financial position is, what is hospital's financial position, how well is the hospital working, is it meeting its financial goals, is it not meeting its financial goal, are there any gaps. So all this understanding is provided by financial statements. Financial analysis involves evaluating matrix and ratio. See, there are benchmarks, there are industry benchmark, there are internal benchmark for financials. So the analysis is done, the comparative study is done, and the analysis is done involving the matrix, the ratios, and the key performance indicators to assess liquidity, profitability, efficiency, and solvency. Budget variance analysis. Variances between actual budgeted amount are analyzed to identify actual and budgeted amounts are analyzed to identify areas where corrective actions may be needed. So it also ensures that the budget variance analysis is done. See, the budget the budget can be of 10 lakh rupees, but the actual will be 8 lakh rupees or sometimes 12 lakh rupees. So this difference or this variance is analyzed to identify what are the corrective actions. Why the budget did not go as a plan, to understand what is needed, what was not needed in this. Financial forecasting. Financial forecasting is estimating future financial performance. Like predicting the financial purpose, financial performances at the initial financial year status, where we decide what will be our targets based on our finances. It is projecting revenues, expenses, and cash flows. Compliance and regulatory reporting. The financial department ensures adherence to financial reporting regulation. It includes mandatory reports to the government entities and regulatory bodies. So the tax calculations, the taxation, what is, you know, applicable to the hospitals or to the workforce which is coming. So all these compliances and regulatory reports are submitted to the government regulations, which are government, which are mandatory reports. So financial team works on these aspects also, where they ensure that the timely reports are provided. The financial risk management, assessing and mitigating financial risks such as revenue fluctuations and liquidity issues. See, there can be revenue fluctuations in a hospital industry depending upon the flow of the hospital, which will include your demographics, your seasonal changes. So all these aspects are analyzed, or risk management is done to maintain the financial stability of the hospital. Pricing determination. The role of financial management with hospital plays critical role in overall financial health and stability of the institution. So what is pricing determination? So it's a core responsibility to determine the pricing of healthcare services what are provided in hospitals. Because the pricing directly or indirectly impact financial stability. See, a CBC test may cost 350 rupees, but if you undercharge it, you charge it 150 rupees, while your financial planning or your expenses are more than that, it is going to impact the hospital revenue. It is going to increase your expenses as compared to the revenue generated. So accurate financial planning or pricing is very important for the sustainability of the hospital. The revenue generated from this service is a primary source of funding. As I told you before, the revenue generated from the patient services are the primary source for revenue of the hospitals. Hospital doesn't run any other revenue. Rest all other expenses. The only source of revenue in the hospital is the patient and the patient services. Strategies on pricing and reimbursement. Cost analysis, where we understand the actual cost of providing healthcare services is fundamental to setting the right prices. Yes, we have to know what is the actual cost of the product. So when I say product or service, it involves a lot of things. It involves the, let's take an example of a laboratory test, where the service includes the, the cost of machine, the cost of manpower, the cost of reagent, the cost of electricity required to run that service, the cost of maintenance of the equipment, maintenance of the department. So all these are considered. They are all together considered as the actual cost. And then comes the cost where what we offer to the patient. We have to ensure that actual cost is lesser than the cost offered. Otherwise, there will be no revenue sustainability, or it will not profit the hospital. Though we have to think about profit to the hospital, we should also ensure that the rates are competitive. So we see, so while we are deciding the price, we have to consider all these factors. We also have to consider the pricing strategies must align with reimbursement rate from insurance company. So you can't charge patient something what your reimbursement company will not be approving or denying the claims. Market analysis, like I spoke about right now, that you have to ensure that competitive landscape and patient preferences informs pricing decision. Regulatory compliance. The hospital must adhere to pricing regulations to avoid legal and financial consequences. Yes, very important is about regulatory compliances. We have to ensure to avoid legal and financial consequences, because indirectly it affects the sustainability of the hospital, the financial sustainability of the hospital. Pricing optimization. Negotiation with the payers. Financial management negotiates with the payers to secure fair reimbursement rates. value-based pricing, emphasizing value and quality. This approach aligns pricing with the effectiveness and outcomes of the services. So we have to ensure that when we talk about price optimization, it also values the quality. It doesn't impact the quality of services or the effectiveness or the outcomes of the services. Cost shifting and cross-subsidization strategies may involve adjusting prices for financial viability and maintaining access to essential services. Price transparency. Providing patients with clear, transparent pricing information empowers them to make informed decisions. Periodic review, regularly reviewing and adjusting pricing strategies is essential to ensure competitiveness and financial stability. Capital expenditure movement. Capital expenditure movement in hospital is the key function in the hospital financial planning department. It involves planning, evaluation, and control of long-term asset and infrastructure investment. So capital is your equipments, instruments. It is about your, you know, so we have to, when we say capital expenditure, it is about purchasing new equipment. It is about purchasing new services, or it is about investing in a new technology. So all this all together can come under the capital, which we have to, you know, when we talk about expenditure management, we have to ensure that we plan, evaluate, and control of long-term asset and infrastructure investment. The importance is it helps in capital budgeting. Collaborative process with the leadership. See, whenever there is a new service or a new equipment which is purchased, it is always needs an approval from the leadership and the departmental heads, because eventually the revenue is is a part of leadership, it's one of the KPIs of leadership and departmental heads. The outlines planned investment in major assets, prioritizes projects based on benefits and financial feasibility. So while we are, you know, purchasing a new or investing in a capital, new capital, we have to ensure that it benefits the hospital and it's aligned with the financial feasibility. The financial analysis evaluates return of investment. So the, whatever the capital amount is being investment, we also have to evaluate whether we will be able to, you know, there will be return of investment in regards to the same. We have to ensure financial viability of the proposed project. So while we are creating a capital, you know, we are providing, we are trying to generate the new service or, you know, bring a new capital investment, we are doing a new capital investment, we have to ensure that we evaluate return of investment. It includes cost projection, revenue generation assessment, and asset lifespan evaluation. It utilizes financial analysis and techniques like NPV, IRR, and payback period. So everything, so financial analysis is done against the capital which is to be procured, a new capital investment which has to be done. And then it helps us, you know, understanding whether it will be, there will be enough return of interest to invest in that capital, invest the capital cost. Funding and project evaluation. Funding and financing. Explores funding sources such as internal funds, grants, loans, bonds, or public-private partnership. It evaluates the financial impact, considering interest rates, repayment terms, and risk, coordinates with external financial institutions and investors as needed. So while you are doing a financial planning, it also explores the other sources of finances, which finances and funding, which includes the internal funds, grants received from the donors, or loans which are to be taken for a new investment or any services from the banks, the bonds, and public-private partnership, that is partnership with the government entity. So it evaluates the financial impact. It considers the interest rates, yes, which is very important for understanding the financial sustainability, and it also understands the repayment terms and risk. Capital project evaluation. It conducts feasibility studies, cost-benefit analysis, and risk assessments. It ensures alignment with the strategic goals, regulatory requirements, and return of investment. Monitors project progress and financial performance. So once the project is launched, it also monitors the project progress and financial performance, how well the project is doing or how well it is aligned with the strategic goals or return of investment goals. financial controls. It establishes financial controls and oversight mechanisms. It develops policies and procedures for procurement, contract management, and project monitoring. Mitigates financial risk, ensures compliance, and safeguards hospital assets. Vendor management, reporting, and compliance. Vendor and contract management. Collaborate with the procurement and legal department. Conduct vendor evaluation. Negotiates contracts and ensures compliances. So, vendor and contract management again is a very important part of financial management. The better vendor contract is, it can help us in cost reduction, it can help us in cost controlling without compromising on the quality of care. Return of investment analysis. It accesses the financial impact or return of interest, return of investment of completed projects. It compares the actual project and the projected estimate. Like we initial slides, we have spoken about how when we plan a new capital investment, we work on analyzing the projected estimate. And then while the project is launched, we start comparing the actual result with the projected estimate. So this helps us making future investment decisions. So if we think that the project, what we have launched, is not working as we have projected, then the strategies are made aligned to it. Asset management oversees the management of capital assets. It tracks the utilization, the management cost, the maintenance cost, the replacement cycles, and the depreciation. It supports decision regarding asset retention and replacement. Reporting and accountability, providing regular reports on capital expenditure. See, when we have invested in a capital or as a new services, or we have done a capital investment, we also have to understand how well the investment is working, how well we are, the return of interest is. Like we always keep on analyzing it against the actual budget, against the projected budget. So we, it's about, having a overview, a financial overview of the new investment or new capital investment year or new capital expenditure. It includes budget variances, project status updates, and financial performances. It ensures transparency, accountability, and informed decision making. The compliance of regulatory requirement ensures compliance with regulatory approvals, documentations, and reporting obligation. It mitigates legal and financial risk associated with capital projects.